This is Maria with The Why, from Success to Startup Show, bringing you the whys of entrepreneurship on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3 SoCalArmenian.com.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Startup to Success. My guest today is Diane Strand, who's a serial entrepreneur, television executive producer, speaker, best-selling author, and a nonprofit founder. Diane, I'm thrilled to have you on the show. Welcome.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be here.
My God, how do you manage to do it all? And a multi-award winning? I mean, come on. That's I can't wait to dive in and learn and pick your brain about all the amazing things that you've accomplished. But before we begin, I love starting out with, what's your why?
Well, you know, my why, my true why is my family. And if you even look at what my family kind of consists of now, as we like to call it, the hashtag JDS family. And JDS really is, those are the initials of my children. You know, I'm in business with my husband. We started off, we took this journey together, we jumped. And we packed our own parachutes so we could, you know, build a business that worked for us and, but yet lives a life of passion. And we're able to now share that with other people and be able to provide pathways for people to live their passion and find their dreams. And, you know, when, you know, you read my bio and you do those kinds of things, it's a long list of different things, but, you know, I make dreams come true, and I do that by providing hope, which is helping one person every day and seeing that ripple effect just take effect. And, you know, I love the art, so that's what I'm all about.
I love that. And I do want to bring up the show Spirit of Innovation, because I feel like that's, you know, to your point, you're helping others, but now you're able to really highlight things to a whole different level and amplify things. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, Spirit of Innovation serves many purposes. You know, it's a vehicle for our nonprofit that provides pathways and has a video production job training program for adults with developmental disabilities who have a passion to want to work in television, in media, in graphic design, in social media, in being able to create their own animation projects and do their own things that they want to do in a visual performing or digital art way. And Spirit of Innovation being a new show, it allows our participants to learn writing and editing and pre-production, video production, post-production, editing, and take these skills and actually have a career behind it. But the TV show is all about news and information, and we live in Riverside County. So there's 2.4 million people here that really only get news and information from an LA media market. So we are, you know, one of the fourth largest areas in the United States.
Wow.
So as far as that goes, we're in a media desert. So we provide that needed news and information for our residents, for our business, and we're broadcast all throughout the county on city television and then also through all the online platforms. So we have a great following who are craving local, regional news and information in a heavy populated area. So it serves the community, it serves our participants, it serves an education, it serves in the arts because they're learning acting and voiceover work and creative graphics and how to be present in the media. They see me do these things. So it's just so wonderful to see other people be able to turn their passions into what we say profits, because there's a career pathway there.
That's pretty incredible. Can we talk a little bit more about the nonprofit, since we're talking about giving back to the community, right? Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, the nonprofit was founded by my husband and myself. You know, we have a video production company and we have an actor studio, and You know, there were all these other classes that, can you teach script writing? Can we do a musical? Can we do a photography class? And so we really wanted to just kind of open it up. And, you know, we opened it up in the K through 12, in the mainstream through special needs, to be able to provide fashion design classes, do haunted studios, and also have this Title 17 program, which is a direct career pathway for adults with developmental disability in video production, multimedia area. We have an event called DigiFest, which is a three-day film festival event that we host, where we invite Hollywood in, and we also help students, and it's a competition as well as a conference, and we just bring it all together so the nonprofit can be a community-based art program, because we give scholarships, and whether you're taking classes here or even to higher ed and you want to pursue this as a career, that's what we're all about.
That's incredible. My question to you is, how hard is or easy is the fundraising part of a nonprofit? Because I personally have thought about starting a nonprofit to help smaller businesses with marketing needs, more advanced type of marketing needs. But then the thought of, oh my God, how am I going to get funding? How am I going to pay for this? And how am I going to pay for all the free classes that I want to teach? So I would love your thoughts on that.
Well, you know, you have to think a nonprofit is a business. So, you know, at the end of the day, you have to run it like a business. The difference is, at the end of the line, if there's money left over, it goes to some sort of charitable cause in that way. And we do that through scholarships and helping others find their pathway and making that work. You are able to get revenue for some of the services that a nonprofit create, but you can't look at it as where, you know, you got to go about the community and the giving back and the gratitude. And I'm a firm believer that you put money out there, money comes back at you, and you move it around. But there is, you know, today, deadline, 5 o'clock today, we're submitting a grant.
Wow.
Next week, we have another big grant that we're submitting. We work on little grants. I don't only chase big grants, you know, find ways that, you know, $1,500 can make a difference, and $2,500 can make a difference. You throw events and you raise money, and the community supports the community. If you're supporting the community, they will come back out and support you. Get very engaged. I work with my city. I sit on other boards. I work as an ambassador with my chamber and through my regional, you know, visitors bureau. Those are ways to generate that stakeholder community giving.
Love that. Thank you. Thank you for the advice. Let's talk about a little bit about being an author. I would love to know how, first of all, you made time to write a book when you have a family and you've got so many different and amazing companies to run. How do you have any tips in terms of, you know, what techniques you use to write your book?
Well, you know, I believe that you find tools that make things work for you. And as somebody who, they always say, you can't connect the dots, looking forward, you have to look back. And, you know, one of my first dots, shows up big time in my second grade year when I was diagnosed as a dyslexic myself and I was a struggling reader. And today I'm an author. You know, I can't say those are goals that, you know, I even envisioned, you know, 15, 20 years ago. But as they started to materialize and come forward, I had to find the solutions to work that would work for me. Same thing as I teach my participants who have disabilities. It's like, there are ways to work around it. Let's find the solution. Let's move forward. I talk into my phone. You know, I can't thumb, and my fingers don't go as fast as they should. And, you know, I'm getting old and all the arthritis things. I talk into my phone. I'm a good talker. And I you know, spend lots of time just sitting in my office, in my bathroom, and all the places that inspiration comes to me, sometimes walking on the beach and just telling stories, talking about the dots that connect, and, you know, sharing how I found my way out of it. You know, you have to step outside your comfort zone. That is a big one. That's where the magic happens. You know, discomfort is temporary. Growth is permanent. So when you look at it that way, you just start sharing it. Google writes it for you.
I really like that. Wait, hold on. Repeat what you just said. Comfort is temporary. Growth is permanent.
Discomfort is temporary. Growth is permanent.
I love that.
And then think about when you get to the other side. How resilient are you? Mm-hmm. You just went through that discomfort. You grew, and now you're ready to go again. That is growth and resilience right there.
I love that. I love that. Thank you for that advice. I actually wrote that down so I don't forget. Let's talk about your TEDx talk. That's pretty impressive.
I actually have not done a TEDx talk.
Wait. I'm sorry.
I'm the video production company that does TEDx Temecula. My professional company does TEDx Temecula. So we're really proud of that. Wow. So that does limit my TEDx speaking moments. I have to go out of my area. It is something that I would say maybe on my bucket list out there, but it's not something that that I have stepped into. We do work closely, though, with TEDx Temecula as the production company.
That's pretty awesome.
That's my for-profit side. That's a little non-profit, a little for-profit, all weaving in together.
So let's talk about the studio. Let's talk about the studio, and if you don't mind sharing, you know, one thing that you figured out that really took your company to the next level.
I would have to say when we really started looking at how we could really share what it is we've done, that has necessarily really truly been the success of our business. When we started, you know, we've always done great video production-wise. We work in the biotech. You know, we've had a lot of great, you know, successes and wins, but being involved, that community aspect, you know, being on other boards, you know, the shift in my for-profit company was when, you know, the vice president of the West Coast, Abbott, slid his business card across the table to me sitting in a board meeting for economic development and said, we need a video production company. So being involved, doing the community, you know, doing a little of the cold calling, knocking on doors, you know, they all work. You know, you have to be consistent. You have to show up every day. You have to say yes to some things that might step you out of your comfort zone. And also there are, I've done a lot of free work, you know, so those things, you know, they all come together in what I figured out, you know, over time. I learn every day of an entrepreneur. I get up and do something I never have done before, even though sometimes I'm sitting right here. There are things I've never met you before. You know, it's all new and exciting, and it's different every day, and I learn every day. I can make mistakes. I make my mess my message sometimes.
You know, you said you love learning, and I feel like when people ask me about my thoughts, whether they should take the entrepreneurial journey, my first question is, are you willing to learn every day? And you mentioned that just now, that you love learning, and I agree with that. If you're not into learning and you're not open to figuring things out and constantly being challenged to learn and learn new things and be uncomfortable, then entrepreneurship is definitely not for you. But I'm happy to be in your presence because I can definitely relate to not just the entrepreneurial journey that you've gone through and how you've taken something that's for profit, but then you have this nonprofit arm to really give back to the community. But the fact that you're so community driven, that's pretty inspiring. And I want to talk a little bit more about that. How do you see our communities evolving, I guess, now after the pandemic? I know we're still trying to go back to normal life, normal day-to-day things, and still not back to how it used to be. And I'm not sure if it'll ever be, but I would love your thoughts on how you think our communities will eventually start evolving.
Well, I think we are evolving. You know, that was the shift that the pandemic actually, you know, came into play. You know, history will write it very interestingly as we look back more 10, 15 years from now into what and how it really shaped us. But how I look at it right now is I'm taking what we did before the pandemic and what we did during the pandemic and bringing them together. It's not ever going to be the normal that was the normal March of 2020. And it wouldn't be, even if we didn't have a pandemic, we would not be in the same place that we were 2.5 years ago. We have to change and evolve and bring things together. It just so happens that it was a pandemic that we can all shift and note in that. But that's why I love the arts, because yeah. The arts brings it together. The arts will definitely state what history, how history looks at it, how the media looked at it, how artists looked at it, how musicians looked at it. So all of those things, and I bring video together, just like what we're doing. You know, before the pandemic, you know, maybe we weren't doing radio shows via Zoom mm-hmm. as we are now, yeah. but now we can. And you can look at that as a gift. Yeah. I don't have to necessarily be in the same city and state and have that be shared. So I'm elevating those two things together, and we're doing arts across California, arts across America. So people can create exactly what I've created all over the place. But by doing that, because I have the capability to be able to talk to them and work with them, whether it's coaching them or saying, here is a curriculum. You want to start a program like I have in your backyard? I can give you the 15 or 150 steps you may have to go through to make that happen. And that's part of where that comes into play, where necessarily 2 years ago, I didn't see how that was a reality or even a thought, where it was like, well, how can I franchise myself? Everything's intellectual property, but because of Zoom, because of online, because we've all went into that world, I see how now I can spread that even further than people can drive, you know, 25 miles to 50 miles to find me. So it's opened so many doors. So no, we're not where we were 2 years ago. We're not where we're going to be 2 years from now. So I say bring them together. The things that I knew going into the pandemic and the things I learned in the pandemic, because I had to learn some survival skills in business, not necessarily health. Mm-hmm. I learned those too.
Right.
You know, we all took health things out of there that we learned. At the same time, I learned how to survive a different way in business. I learned how to have my family survive. I learned how to put other tools into place that made it work. So I'm bringing those successful tools and merging them into today's tools and building forward.
My last question is, how do you, I guess, how do you make time for your different companies, right? Like, do you have a dedicated day for one, for the for-profit, and then a dedicated day for the nonprofit? Or is it all sort of integrated and intertwined as needed basis?
I integrate. There's no such thing as, you know, balance. If everything was balanced, then nothing would get that 100% attention that something may need at that one time. So I integrate. You know, when my family needs the attention, they get the attention. When this business or the book or the event needs my attention, they get it. You know, as a business person, there's a Pomodoro method. Mm-hmm. You know, there are times that, you know, the phone gets shut off and this. And if I really just dedicated 15 minutes to this task, I can get it done. It's out. And then it moves on, whether I'm delegating something and need to put it out, or I'm you know, just doing an actual to-do task, or, you know, take your time. There, executives need to think. I can have my executive time and Pomodoro method. These are the things I need to focus on in that time. And there are enough hours in the day, you know, but there are the days. I was the last one last night. We have a show that goes out tomorrow. I had a little bit of administrative payroll needed to go out. They all combined. So, and my family, but we balance in that sense because I got a husband who works with me.
Awesome.
So, and Pomodoro method.
Where can the listeners, thank you for that. Where can the listeners get a hold of you and learn more?
I am all over social media. So hashtag JDS Family is a great search tool to find everything, whether it's Spirit of Innovation or DigiFest or any of the JDS Family businesses. That's the best way is social media, or just Google JDS and we'll come up.
Amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
This is Maria with The Why, from Success to Startup Show, bringing you the whys of entrepreneurship on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.